This is Roger Pipe from RodReviews.com. The following is my interview with beautiful Gianna Lynn on the floor of the Adult Expo in January of 2008. She was signing for Naughty America. She starred in a number of their lines, including Asian One-on-One, Neighbor Affair, and Naughty Athletics. Talk a little bit about her website, things she likes to do when she's not working, including her artwork. She's quite a painter. Hope you enjoy it. I know I did. Please give me any feedback you have. Rog at RogReviews.com. Thank you. Tell everyone who I'm speaking with.
Hi, everyone. It's Gianna Lynn.
Hi, Gianna Lynn. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Are you enjoying your first day of the Adult Expo?
Yes, I actually am. It's very mellow. It's not too stressful, but I know the next couple of days are going to be, so I'm enjoying it. I'm very much enjoying it.
Now, you're not signing at a booth right this second. Were you at a booth earlier?
Yes, I was. I'm signing for Naughty America for all 4 days.
Awesome. And let's go ahead and name some Naughty America titles that you were in.
I'm in a lot of Asian one-on-one series.
Why would that be?
Well, gee, I don't know. I'm Jewish.
Are you Puerto Rican?
No.
I thought all the girls in Asia.
Canadian.
Now, obviously, she is Asian.
Yes.
People who don't know.
I'm a mix of Filipino, Spanish, and Chinese. My mother's half Chinese and Filipino. My dad's half Spanish and Filipino. I'm also, going back to non-American sites I've been on, lots of Asian 101, like I said. Their new site, at Gym Athletics, I'm not sure exactly how that goes. I just did a scene recently for a Neighbor Affair. I've done Studios by Cougar and Naughty, Fast Times at NAU. Another Neighbor Affair, just a bunch of them.
You've done a lot of it. People search the Naughty America sites, they'll see you a lot.
Yes.
You did Seduced by a Cougar?
Yes.
What are you, 22 years old?
I was the one that was being seduced.
Okay, good. Because you don't quite look like the cougar type.
Yeah.
You have a few years to go. How old are you?
I am 23. I just turned 23 in November.
And how long have you been in the business?
I've been in the business. It will be 3 years on April 1st.
Wow.
Yeah.
And about how many movies?
Around 100.
Which isn't too many for that long.
Yeah, I kind of spaced it out and I took some time off. I'm just trying to, you know, take it easy, take it slow.
Okay. What would be some of your favorites people should see?
I've done a couple, like, Asian Fever movies that I'm really proud of. I've done a bunch of Wicked movies that I'm proud of too, like Stormy Daniels, Predator 2, and let's see, I've done, I don't know, just I'm in Asian Fever 25, 27, 32, or 34, I'm not sure. I can't like think of it off the top of my head right now.
People can look you up. How about a website?
My website is GiannaLynn.com, and my MySpace is Island Jules.
Okay. And what will they see on the website?
Well, right now I'm giving it a new look. I'm kind of renovating the website right now, so it's going to have a new look for this year. I'm going to have a blog section and a calendar section because, like, my current website is not really complete. But this year my goal is to have just a totally new look, you know, like a blog calendar and, like, I'm an artist, so eventually I'd also like to have a little gallery where people can buy my paintings. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Okay, so people can check out the website and see what other movies you've been in. You can also search for her on the web. There's lots of you on there.
Yes.
Where are you from?
I am originally from the Philippines. I was born there. And I moved out here when I was 4, but I pretty much was raised out in the valley. So I'm a valley girl.
So you were right there in the center of Corn Valley when you were growing up.
Yes.
Did you know that?
I didn't because I honestly was very sheltered growing up, so I had no idea that I was surrounded by adult entertainment.
Now, how did you make the decision to, so you would have been about 20, I guess, when you got in?
Yes, I was 21.
How did you make the decision to go?
Well, I was working at this mortgage company called Countrywide Home Loans, and I was approached by somebody, like, let's just say the opportunity fell in my lap, and I decided if it was now or never, you know, and it was always something that fascinated me, and I don't have any regrets. I'm glad I did it, and I really would regret that if I would have done it.
Do you remember your first scene?
Yes, I did. It wasn't one of my favorites, but, you know, it was a learning experience, so it's a good experience.
So that's all the details we'll ask, apparently,
yes,
about that one. So it wasn't great, but when you were done with that scene, did you think this isn't the right decision, or did you think I just need to try a different scene?
You know what? It's hard to explain my feelings after my first scene, because it's almost as if it was, I immediately, like, felt comfortable with it. Like, okay, I can see myself, you know, with the next scene, and, like, doing this kind of lifestyle, this kind of job, you know, where I you know, at the time, you know, fuck strangers for pretty much, you know, work, you know? I mean, like, now it's like I know everybody in the business, so it's really a small family, so it's not really so much, you know, it's great, I love it. But
so,
like,
obviously, scenes got better for you.
Yeah, definitely. Like, the first couple of scenes are definitely hard.
Okay. You got any favorites to work with?
Yeah, I like working with Steven St. Croix, Shane Collins, Evan Stone, Tommy Gunn, you know, everyone.
Everyone.
I really don't have, like, you know, a favorite list, but I like everyone. I like all my coworkers. Yeah.
All right. How about girls?
there's, like, no list there either. Like, I have Angelina, Carly Parker, Nina Mercedes, you know, I love girls.
Was that something you liked before the business?
Yeah.
When did that start?
I was about 19 when I had my first girl-girl experience. I was in Miami for spring break. I just broke it up with my boyfriend of 3 years. So it was definitely an eye-opening experience.
Sounds like there's a hot movie in there somewhere.
Yeah, it's been done, I'm sure.
Okay. And we mentioned the website again.
It's giannalynn.com, GIANNALYNN.com.
When you get it done the way you want, how much input are you going to have personally in the design and the daily maintenance?
Well, I already have the new design ready. It's just a matter of, like, me updating the blogs and stuff and, you know, just putting all that together. But that's still in the works.
So it's almost a daily dose of you once it gets ready.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be, because I really want to be more hands-on with it. Like, that's the problem that I have with my current website right now, is that I don't feel like I have, you know, like, first of all, like, it's not really finished. So it's, I don't know, I just want to, like, be more hands-on with it, have more control,
okay,
more creative control.
Is there anybody you have not worked with yet, but you really want to?
Not really. I mean, I've
wish list of girls, guys?
Probably Courtney Combs. I haven't talked to her yet.
Okay, well, Courtney's listening, then she should pick up the phone and call you.
Well, she's a good friend of mine, but we haven't, like...
Would that be weird
really...
because you're friends?
No, because, like, I think we're both open sexually, and, you know, she's got a great personality, so I think it'd be fun. She's very sexual, very hot.
Okay. Now, you said you came from a sheltered upbringing. Do your family, does your family know what you do?
Yes, they're very well aware of what I do, and they're not too happy about it, but yet they accept me.
Okay.
So that's one of those things.
That's all you can ask for, right?
Yes.
What else? What should people know about you? What do you like to do when you're not on set having sex?
I like just to hang out and have fun. I like to paint. I'm an artist. And I just like to enjoy life. You know, I'm very spontaneous. So I don't really like to work out. I'm kind of lazy. That's one thing I'll admit. Like, I remember walking up those stairs, like, to get my badge. Like, I was, like, huffing and puffing all the way. Okay, maybe that's something I should admit. But, I mean, I just like to read, and, you know, I'm reading a book right now called Burton on Burton, because Burton's one of my favorite directors. It was given to me by a good friend, and it talks about, like, this, you know, it talks about each individual movie he's done, and, like, his, like, gives you, like, more of an insight to them. Just a little documentary on all of his movies. So, I don't know, just, like, having fun. Life's too short to not have fun.
What do you prefer to paint?
I like abstract, sort of like fantasy-type paintings. Like, a few of my favorite artists are M.C. Escher, you know, and Boris Vallejo and Julie Bell. Those are my favorite artists. And, lately I've been a big fan of Mark Rydin. You know, have you seen his paintings where he has, like, he likes to paint really bizarre, random pictures, but, he puts them together so well. Like, there's one of his paintings called Blood, and I'm not gonna talk about that one, but there's this one other line called Meat Market, like hanging around and like little kids like, you know, playing with me and getting all bloody. It's kind of weird, but it's very beautiful. It's kind of got this eerie vibe, you know, to it.
And do you paint oils or watercolor?
Oils. That's my favorite medium.
So, and eventually people can buy your work on your website once you get it up.
Yes, and eventually, hopefully by Ellie Erotica, I'll be able to sell some too. So.
Excellent. So you're a woman of many talents.
I try.
Let's see. What else do people know about you?
I used to go to school, and that is something that is also in my future. Maybe not right now, but in, you know, my later future, you know, going back to school and getting a degree. I'd like to study arts. Like, I'd like to get a bachelor's in fine arts. I don't know, that's it.
Okay. And how tall are you?
I'm 5'4".
5'4", measurements?
I'm a 34D, 28 waist, and I don't really know what my hip size is. I know, like, my butt shrank the past couple of months. But
fantastic. How's that? We'll just call it fantastic.
Yeah.
That's the measurement. Okay. Anything you will not do on camera?
Nothing I'm not comfortable with. Like, I have a very open mind. I can say, like, I would try things once first. But if I'm not like it or if I don't enjoy it, I don't believe it should be done on camera. I don't think I'm going to be. I tried a couple flip cutters movies a couple times and not into it. So.
And having people play with your feet?
Yeah, play with it, lick it. I'm just not into that, so.
Okay. What about body painting? You can do that, is it?
Yeah, you know, I've never done body painting, but it's something I'm open to.
There you go.
So.
Anything else?
I'm starting to feature dance this year. So I got booked for a couple of clubs, and I'm hopefully I'll be getting my foot in that industry. And,
great. You know, you looking forward to meeting the fans tomorrow?
Yes. I'm a little anxious, but...
Now, you've done signings before.
Yes, I have.
So you meet several hundred people in a given day. Most of whom are guys, all of whom have pleasured themselves many times watching you.
I like that, pleasure.
On camera.
Yes.
How does that feel?
I'm flattered, you know. I think it's good to be sexual, and I'm very flattered that they would find me sexual, and, you know, that turns me on, that I'm pleasing other people.
Have you had any women come up and say that they do that?
Yes, and that's a big compliment because I love women, and I absolutely do. And if there's something sexy about a woman that watches porn that gets off to it and, like, knows that that's what, you know, that they have a sexuality in them and they express them, like, that's so hot.
Do you watch porn?
I do.
What do you like to watch?
I like to watch romantic stuff.
So like the soft, maybe,
yes.
Michael Ninn kind of pretty?
Yeah, I like pretty porn.
It's okay. Do you watch it by yourself or with a partner?
So, you know, I used to start, I used to watch it with my ex-boyfriend, you know, when I was with him. He was the one that actually got me interested in that. But, you know.
Well, that may have backfired on him a little bit.
I'm sorry, what?
That may have backfired on him a little bit.
Well, you know, we are both very sexual creatures, so.
Have you ever watched your own stuff with a partner?
Yes, and that, I'm not too, I don't know how I feel about that, actually.
Is it weird watching yourself?
Yes and no, because, it's me on screen, but then again, it's like a different part of me. It's almost like a different personality, because, like, when I'm on screen, like, I get so, like, amped up, and I have all this sexual energy, so, I don't know if I watch my part. Like, I guess it depends on the mood.
Have you ever watched yourself when you're by yourself?
Yes, but usually it's to, like, criticize.
Not to engage in.
Yeah, it's usually like, okay, I should have stuck my gut in, or I should have, you know, I should have fucked up, you know, when I said, oh, fuck me good, it's fuck me well.
What's the silliest thing you ever said on a set?
Okay, it was actually an unintentional racial slur, but I had no idea what it meant. What that term was, but I had accidentally called somebody a kike, and like I did not know it was a racial thing. But
how did that slip out? What were you trying to say?
It was just I just started the business, and like the director was joking around on set, and he was joking with somebody, oh blah blah blah, something kike. And I was like, okay, well, you know, naive little me, I was like, okay, well, I'll just use that on camera. One day it was a gonzo sound. I was like, okay, you know, we'll be rough. And so I said, blah, 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 you know, you fucking kike. And I was like, I did not know. I swear. So that is something, that was.
Did
really
they stop
awkward.
The shooting?
Of course. I mean, that was, a very awkward, thing to say. But I, somebody else said, something else that was pretty racial, but it was kind of funny. I was shooting, a 3-0 with Mika Tan, and craziest shit comes out of her mouth, and I love her to death. But, it was a 3-way, her, me, and, Lily Glide, I think, and she was saying some, like, we were all into it, you know, we had all this, like, sexual energy, and then she was saying, oh, yeah, fuck that gook hole, fuck it. I just started laughing.
Nice. All right, we'll wrap this up. Uh-huh. They've done a lot of the Asian one-on-ones were not American. They've obviously done a lot of Asian movies.
Uh-huh.
What is the cheesiest Asian porn line they've made?
Oh, say? God.
And say it really sexy, because it's going to be my ringtone from now on.
One of my first scenes in the business, I had to pretend I was just masseuse, of course. And I was pleasing a soldier, quote-unquote, from Japan. So I had to say, and with an Asian accent, oh, yeah, you like that, soldier boy? You like that?
Say that again for us.
Oh, yeah, soldier boy, you like that?
Awesome. The website, one more time.
My website is Gianna Lynn, and I'm sorry, you will not find, you'll never hear me say, you like that, soldier boy, on my website.
That was just for fun.
Yeah, it was just for fun.
Okay, I think we're done. Thank you very much.